Jackie Joyner-Kersee is 43.
Ah, Trailblazers.
Brian Leach is 37.
Florence Griffith Joyner.
Flojo, baby. Big difference.
Oh.
Rick Meyer is 35. Who was I've talked to him.
What was the volleyball player who died? Flo Hyman?
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, are we going to be able to use our new song today?
Right after she got busted.
Okay. The lobbyists.
You mean our new song regarding the show that Grego used to watch all the time? What is that song? Let me hear...
No, not this one.
I just wanted to make sure we got 3 days in a row. And way to cut it right off there, Grooves. That was very smooth. Sounded good.
Wow.
Even
on his birthday, he'll talk down to a board up.
It's Grooves, though.
You think that Dan treats lessers worse than I do, Mike?
No.
You don't?
It's close, but he doesn't treat them worse. Nobody treats them worse than you.
Dill.
Mine is just on the air for shtick purpose. Yours is off the air.
I mean, I've never heard him say anything like that to any of them.
I've never heard him call anyone gravy.
Weren't we all thinking that?
Well,
no.
No, I wasn't.
I thought the guy was a hard worker. And sometimes he got a little angry, but that's because he's a perfectionist.
Weren't we all thinking, fat ass?
I certainly wasn't.
Might have been thinking that, but we weren't thinking.
A little weight problem. Come on.
Gravy.
Lay off the guy.
Hey, the person one size is...
Do you know how mad you have to make me before I call you gravy tease on the air?
So few good things have happened in Cincinnati over the past decade that they just can't contain themselves when an actual touchdown is scored for their team.
This
so
is
the
wonderful.
Voting goes in this order. Expo, Jimmy, Bob, Dan, and then Rick. Come on, dude.
Don't come on, dude, me.
And we'll vote
for you.
You're on the ticket.
You are such an
the
effing...
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I never did that.
So do you think it's a
That's
good
when
idea?
He decided he was going to follow the clock.
Do you think it's a good idea for a board op to hop on the air and instigate or further help stoke along a an argument?
Hey, don't come on me.
Mark.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Boy, dude.
Do
you realize what you just did?
Something tells me don't is going to be edited out of that.
That will make the Northern Sex Month.
No, don't doesn't get edited out.
It is, really.
Yeah, you've got to have his fear in what's about to happen. Please.
Isn't that what Expo said?
I'm begging you.
He said, don't come on, man.
Expo.
CJ Nitkowski is 32. Boy, he's a young, pretty young spare.
I said, hey, later, Nick.
Herschel Walker is 43 and joins us now here on Sports Radio 1310 Ticket.
Did you know you shared a birthday with him?
Oh, yeah.
How y'all doing?
Growing up, that's what what started me on my push-up program.
How are you, Dan?
Doing well, Herschel. Good to hear from you again.
Well,
I haven't seen you in a couple of years.
You having a good birthday?
Having a great birthday. How's yours going?
Too, boy.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, man. I got a lot of stuff out of the way. I already got the sit-ups done today.
Sit-up? How many?
Yeah, 1,400.
Wow, before 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Did Reggie Rucker and Toby Herrick call you?
Certainly you must have gone to the weight room and probably you've done some free weights by now.
No, I never lift weights, Dan.
What do you mean never? That's just a figure of speech, right?
I don't lift weights.
Ever?
I don't lift weights.
Not anymore, you mean?
I do sit-ups.
You not anymore?
I do push-ups, I do sit-ups, and a high jump.
Certainly your body was built by the Nautilus. Though.
High jump?
No, I do push-ups, and I do sit-ups, and a high jump.
If you do a floppy?
Yeah, high jump. Who's this?
Like high jump, like the pole vault type, or?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Except without a pole. Although if I wanted a pole vault, I got a pole.
Hey, did you guys, were y'all there at that ESPN party when I dragged Herschel over?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Mike?
We were right there,
okay.
Right next to Reiner.
All right.
What are you talking about?
When you chickened out so bad.
I did?
Yeah,
what do you mean I chickened out? I've never chickened out of nothing.
Chicken
except for the time I tried to commit suicide.
Then Herschel does one of those room and act like you recognize someone and then say, oh, you want me? Oh, okay. And
he quickly walks away. He did his James Gum, Silence of the Lambs, kind of spin away from everybody real fast. You know?
I was creeped out.
Kind of throw the business cards in the air.
What was your premise on bringing Herschel over to meet Reiner?
Because I told him, I go, listen, man, there's a guy that does the best impression of you have ever heard. He's like, really? I go, yeah, you got to hear it.
Was she a frat girl?
So he comes over there. I was like, here he is, man. And Reiner's just all bug-eyed, you know? And I go, go ahead, man. I told him you do the great impression of him. And Reiner's like, no, I don't. What are you talking about? And then Herschel gets real uncomfortable, you know? Oh, it was great.
Just put the lotion in the basket.
Sorry, Mike. But it was funny.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember that.
Okay.
Tone Loke is 39.
Oh, our friend.
Yeah. He's a buddy of mine.
Tony.
Corby
we
and I.
Up together.
Didn't he pass you a ketchup?
We had hamburgers with him.
He was sitting at the next table.
He was like, hey, can we borrow your ketchup?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. Here you go.
Here's a ketchup.
I have some funky cold Medina.
Oh, my God. It's Tone Loke.
Hasta la vista,
did we realize
baby.
It was him before that?
It's slow good. It takes a while. Just tap it on the number there.
Anticipation.
Hey, you too. I was once like you, and I liked you a while.
Do we know it was Tone Loke before we got the ketchup?
We were wondering. We were like, that looks like Tone. Ask him for ketchup. So you did it.
Hey, here you go.
Here's a ketchup.
Then we're like, yes.
I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing.
David Faustino, 31.
Married with children.
Yeah.
James Doohan is 85.
He never really grew either.
Who, James Doohan?
Scotty.
And now here's some spare birthdays.
Over there at that creek, man, I found a cup of soap on the arrowhead.
Randy Gratishar, 53.
Bronco. Oh,
yeah, good football player.
Did you hear that?
Do you think he wears a leather vest?
Scott Radinsky, 37.
Polish?
Well, he was a pitcher that had cancer.
Oh,
in a band.
Man.
And
if he
was
a catcher, he wouldn't have got cancer.
Dennis Shaw, 58.
Over there.
Quarterback.
Six.
Back to you, Dan.
Can you hear on there? All right, go ahead, Groobs. You got to play for
over
Danny.
There. That pink man, I found a cup of soap on the arrowhead.
Can we debut our new song today?
Isn't Danny had to hear it. Oh, my.
Let's go.
See, Danny wants us. We got a press conference.
South Africa. South Africa.
What about South Africa?
I don't know. Something about it.
Nelson Mandela.
We'll do it more tomorrow. Born on this day, now dead, Alexander Graham Bell. Dead on this day, still dead, Lou Costello.
Oh. Not funny.
Funny.
Not funny.
Don't you dare.
Tyler.
Third base.
Well,
Tyler.
Gotta go.
That's why today doesn't suck.
The Cowboys signed Marco Rivera. Do they also sign Brett Favre? Find out next.